The Lord be with you. This morning's chapel is a special chapel. It's a celebration of the dedication of the Flatten Art Barn. Our speaker is Christy Hawkins, and Christy has an unusual title. Maybe it's not an unusual title, but it's a title that she will need to explain. She is the Art and Art History Technical Supervisor. After this chapel, there is a ceremony for the Flatten Art Barn ribbon cutting. The Art Barn is located at the base of our St. Olaf wind turbine. It's a nice walk, but we also will be having continuous shuttle service. The shuttles will pick you up right at the entrance of the Buntrock Commons, right by the bookstore. President Anderson will speak. There's a ribbon cutting ceremony. There also is, the building will be open that you can tour, and there will be apple cider and lots of treats. So please, after the chapel, join us in the shuttle service to go to the Flatten Art Barn. Let us pray. God of majesty, be with your servants who make art for your people, that with joy we on earth may glimpse your beauty, and bring us to the fulfillment of that hope of perfection which will be ours as we stand before your unveiled glory. Amen. And before we sing our opening hymn, I'm going to read our scripture for today. It's from Ephesians chapter 2. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life.
Good morning. I decided to stand over here because that podium makes me nervous. And I wanted to be surrounded by all this beautiful carving. You can see it from where you sit. I first came to St. Olaf to apply for my job about 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago. And I was coming as a young sculptor, applying for the job as technical supervisor. And I arrived early, a little bit early, because I was nervous, a little bit like now. And what I did was I noticed this beautiful wooden building that was connected to the art building at the time, which was located over by the Science Center now. And I walked over to that beautiful building, and I stood under the carved portico, because I had that extra time, and because it calmed me down to be around all that carving, to be surrounded by that wooden structure. I knew nothing about it at the time. I did, at the time, really remember liking the concept of working on a campus that would not only have such a cool building as that one, but also keep the building and use the building. It wasn't a museum, it was being used for the art building. I did, in fact, I did get the job, as you know, and my job, I should explain a little bit about it. It's the technical position, which means I'm the one in the department who teaches people how to make with their hands or with tools what it is they have on their mind or in their imagination. The thing is, my colleagues taught me about Arnold Flatten, who was the founder of our art department and who was the one who had built that beautiful little building. This carving I brought in today is from the original art barn. It was the front wall of the loft. And also Arnold Flatten made this beautiful altar table, which was refinished recently by Greg Menning. When Arnold Flatten came, or when he was graduating from St. Olaf in 1922, there was no art department at that time. He went on to seminary and became a pastor. In around 1930, President Bow, for whom this chapel is named, suggested to Arnold Flatten that he go to Europe for a couple of years to learn art, learn some art, and come back to St. Olaf and start a department, which he did. He went to Europe and came back 2 years later, and the first thing he had to do was build a building to have the art department in. Quite a concept today. He made the design based on traditional Norwegian buildings, and it was constructed in 1932 in the summer, along with John Bernstein, who was at that time the head of building and grounds. I think carpenters worked on it, the carpenters from the crew, who were probably Norwegian immigrants. A colleague from the math department worked on the building, and later students were involved in the carvings, especially those that were on the exterior of the building. So it was a collaboration. The Art Barn was a beautiful and creative space, well used and well loved as an art building for about 7 decades. There are many people here today who knew the Art Barn well. They worked in it either as a student or a professor, staff people, and there are also members of Arnold Flaunton's family here today. So come down afterward and have them tell you a little more about the story. Around 2006, in preparation for the new Science Center, the Art Barn needed to be moved, or it was really lovingly dismantled. There wasn't much of the original structure that could be reused, but it was important to save the carvings and that front portico. And so you can see those, more of those down when you come down to visit the barn. An idea was formed to go up to the North House Folk School and build sort of a likeness of that original art barn. And the best part about that was it was done by St. Olaf faculty and staff members. Many of us are here today, I think. We went up to Grand Marais for 2 weeks. There were two groups of us, 1 week each. And there was no experience necessary. Anybody who wanted to could come. And we all learned what we needed to learn to do. We cut mortise and tenons, we did carving, we learned terminology of timber framing. We used really amazing tools, some that were never used back when timber framing was invented, but it was very nice tools. Some of the people that came up there to work on the Art Barn had never used tools before, but they all learned and enjoyed it and did amazing work. We got to know each other up there. We learned more about Arnold Flaunton. We relaxed in the evenings. We basically bonded over that beautiful project. Today, we dedicate this new building, again an honoring of Arnold Flaunton. And I like to think of it not only as a reconstruction of the original, but an honoring of how both buildings came together through group effort, through hands-on learning, and by way of the do-it-yourselfer attitude. We live in a time now when practical skills, handwork skills, common sense are diminishing, and I'm feeling pretty concerned about that. My office where I work is down in the wood shop in Dittman, and I often hear, whenever I hear visitors come in, I hear the door and a visitor comes in, they almost always comment on the smell of the wood. They love the smell of that wood. And what I think is that there's something in our DNA that remembers the smell of wood, of working with wood. I think we remember, our DNA must remember what it was like to carve a wooden spoon or cut kindling to make a fire, make the soup, cook the soup, eat the soup with a spoon. You know, I think that's all in us. I think we long to get back to working with our hands and with natural materials. I think that's why the do-it-yourselfer movements and the back-to-the-land movement keeps coming back about every 25 or 30 years. And some of us here have lived through a couple of those movements, at least, and we are in one now, and this is the most important one. If we work with our hands long enough and with focus, we develop sort of a proficiency that can be spread over all areas. So like you can fix things around the house, or you can make art, you can pull a transmission, or you can bake a pie. It kind of grows into a common sense. And if I take it one step further, I'd say that if you would develop an intimacy when you develop an intimacy with a process, it becomes transformative. Working with our hands reminds us that we are human, which in turn connects us with each other, and it connects us with nature. And all of that brings us closer to our connection with God. Arnold Slotin knew this. Creating is a spiritual act. Making things is a path to higher ground. The new Slotin Art Barn will be a multi-use space. For example, this fall, an environmental studies class will be in there, using it as their muse, is what they told me. Studying environmentally sound building methods, which is how that place was built, and some of those processes are not easily seen. You may walk in and not understand what's behind all of it. So when you're down there, I would encourage you to ask about that and learn more about it. They are amazing features. This building celebrates the past while at the same time being forward-thinking, which is so cool, which is so St. Olaf. My personal goal is to organize as many handwork-related activities to take place down in the Art Barn as possible. I just received funding from the Nygaard Foundation, which I'm very excited about, to teach a folk school interim course. And that course is already full, and we're all very excited, and my students are smiling up at me right now. We will learn about and put into practice the philosophy of Nikolai Grundtvig, a Dane who, among many other things, began the folk school movement in the mid-1800s. We will learn skills such as Scandinavian spoon carving, blacksmithing, sourdough bread making, spinning, soap making. The sky is the limit. Well, 1 month, though, is really the limit. Grundtvig's philosophy for folk schools has been summarized by Walter Capps, a theologian and U.S. congressman. I'll close with his summary because to me it feels like the ingredients of a prayer expressing hopefulness for this new generation of Slotin Art Barn occupants. Grundtvig's principles were characterized as, 1, affirmation of life. 2, staying as close as possible to nature. 3, the goodness and beauty of ordinary life. 4, lifelong learning and education. To that I say amen.
May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen.